Welcome to another episode of Thoughts of a Trillionaire, the bestest podcast in the verse about egoistic altruism and magic, because the best way to become a trillionaire is to help everybody else become wealthy too. In this episode, I'm going to talk about VR and AR. Virtual reality, augmented reality, I know where it's going. Well, at least I believe so. And I've had these theories for a long time. Probably said it before, but I want to say it again. And I want to be on the record saying this. I want people to look back and be like, he was right. Because it's so very frustrating whenever these people are like, oh, VR is dying. VR is dead. VR is blah, blah, blah. And it's so surprised when they say, oh, AR is doing something here. I said this years ago, and I don't see how people are not really understanding this yet. But here it is again. VR is a slow burn. It is a long view. It is the end process of humanity, or at least of modern day civilization. That is basically where we're going to end up in 100 years, in 1,000 years, and maybe even 10 million years too. Simulations and just virtual worlds, because it makes so much sense. You can do so much stuff there. I'll go about more about it later, but suffice to say that it is the long haul, right? So it's going to take a long time to get there. And on the way there, it's just a matter of growth. It's a matter of infrastructure, of building the things that will make that future a better future, right? Okay, and augmented reality is the not necessarily the short stuff or like a flash in the pan or nothing like that, but is the stuff that's gonna change the world in the next decade. It's the evolution of the smartphone, of computers, of technology in the short run. Like in these next few decades, in this next couple of years, augmented reality is going to take over. And it makes so much sense why. It is basically going to be how we see the world. It's going to be a totally new and better way, hopefully better way, of really interacting with our reality, with our environment. And augmented reality is not fighting with virtual reality. There's no competition here. It's not in the same league. It's not in the same sport. These are complementary. AR will lead into VR. VR will feed AR. It's they're partners. You know, people keep trying to say, oh, AR, that's where you should put your investment. That's where you should do this, that, and the other. And forget about VR. It's not mutually exclusive. They're going to need each other. They're going to feed on each other. And here's why. So for people to really understand augmented reality first, it's important to realize what it is. When we say augmented reality, it is almost literal. It is the ability to change your perception of what you see, of what you experience in life, right? It is literally augmenting reality. And it's important to note that it does not mean this reality. It means any reality. So you can augment a virtual world. You can have AR inside of a VR, you know, landscape. And so augmented reality is simply the ability to maybe add more things to the to what you're seeing, maybe remove things from what you're seeing, change things, modify it in some way, customize it, inform it, you know, whatever, tag it, all these different things that you can do in a computer, you can probably be able to do in augmented reality. As well. So augmented reality is going to be absolutely insane. So what we see right now, we've seen Pokemon Go, we've seen Google Glass, Magic Leap. You know, we've seen a couple things like this. But when we view the future, we don't, even in our futuristic things, we don't really apply the full scope of what AR can do, how AR will change the world. And that's fair, because we also didn't really think about how smartphones, how cellular devices would change the world. We didn't really realize that it would change the world how it did. At least most people didn't. And the reason for that is, well, I'm going to go into the reasons for that. There's a bunch of reasons for that. But the main thing I want to get across is that augmented reality is much larger than people realize. When we view the future and we talk about holograms, for instance, right? Holograms are actually augmented reality, because it's a virtual thing. It's a thing that does not exist in the real world or in the reality that you're in, and then all of a sudden it does through what we call a hologram, through a lightscape of some moving picture or some picture that, you know, shouldn't exist there, but we can make it appear there as if it's real, or at least interactive. And so holograms are also augmented reality. But holograms are the only real augmented reality we've been imagining in our world so far. But if you really think about it, augmented reality is going to, like, it's how you see the world already. When you're imagining things, you're trying to implement augmented reality into the world. When you're imagining how people think about something, when you are imagining how something will look in a different color, or how this will fit in your house, or, you know, what if, you know, this was like, what if driving was like a game, or what if, you know, your work was like a game, or what if there was music, you know, everywhere, what if, all these different things. Whenever we imagine things, we're essentially trying to augment our reality. The limitation has been that when you imagine something, it has to stay in your head, because we had no way of putting that out in the world. And technology is the best way of putting our imaginations out in the world. That's probably what you might even call the definition of technology. Maybe not the definition, but definition of technology is simply a device that makes your life easier, a tool. So it could be anything from like clothes to toilets to, you know, smartphones. But anyways, augmented reality is our ability to change, you know, our perception of the world. And so that means that when we create tools that allow us to, like, say, look at a person and you can see their information, you can see their name, or you can see their likes or dislikes, you can see all this stuff, that is going to massively change how we socialize, how we interact with each other. Yes, there is a huge problem, threat, risk of that being abused. And so that is why it is very important that we really think about how every aspect of AR is really going to change our lives and how we want it to change our lives. Instead of thinking, oh, AR is not gonna, it's gonna be no big deal, oh, it's just for games, or it's just Google Glass, you know, glass hole type of stuff. You know, instead of dismissing it or being scared of it and saying, oh, it shouldn't exist. No, we really have to change. We have to welcome it. We have to lead the charge so that we can direct our future, you know, because if we try to ignore it, if we try to run away from it or anything like that, the only thing that's going to happen is going to come without our desires. It's going to come without our conscience, our, like, conscious effort, our ethics. Somebody's going to create it to profit. It's going to be, imagine the next Facebook with AR abilities. So every time you look at somebody, you see their Facebook profile, and then you sell advertisements. That's the biggest, you know, fear people can easily see now, advertisements. Oh, imagine seeing advertisements everywhere. You know that how that would happen is if you ignore it. If you keep talking about, oh, the only thing that's going to happen is going to have advertisements everywhere. If you keep saying that, then that's the only thing that will happen. Because then you're not working on better solutions. If you're too busy complaining about it, if you're too busy fear-mongering about it, then how do you think the solutions are going to be built? How do you think your desired world will come about if you're too busy complaining about the world that's in now? And I really want to hone this in because, like, maybe it's going to be hard because the people that listen to this, the five people that listen to this, you know, aren't the type of people who complain about things like that. But, I really wish more people will talk about this from the aspect of, from the practical, you know, aspect. Like, there's so much to go into, but there's no point in just harboring on it now, especially with the type of people who listen to this right now. But so let's talk about, you know, the solutions, right? Let's talk about what you can do with VR, with AR, and, you know, what that should go more into. So for me, I think the ideal AR world will be one where you can easily kind of slip between different filters, between different knowledge sets almost. Like having the power of the internet literally in your eyes, like not just in the power of your palm and your hands. We have to look down at a phone, this little limitation, this little box, and interact with the world through there. No, you can actually interact with the internet directly as if you were interacting with anything else in the world. So as if you would sit down in a chair, imagine being able to look at that chair and view the history of it. Look at that chair and view the physics of it. Look at that chair and view the textures, the materials, the sourcing, the, you know, all this other data and information and the art, even other people's feelings about this chair, other people's, I don't want to say reviews, but other people's like notes on this chair, their history on this chair, their, you know, you can do all these things with just one object. Imagine how amazing that will be if you spread that out to every other object, every other aspect about life. Now, granted, that's a lot. That's going to be a lot, right? People are already kind of saying the internet is like the problem with the internet is that there's too much, it's overstimulation. But the overstimulation is just a matter of your mentality, of your own behaviors. Like if you, all you do all day is scroll through Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all this stuff all day, then of course you're going to be overstimulated. That's like playing games all day and wondering why, you know, you can't get anything done. That's like reading all day and wondering why you never get to have your own adventures, never get to, you know, create anything else that other people would read about you, that you've written. If you read all day, you're never going to write anything. You got to read and then you write. You got to take in and then you give out. And so the same thing goes for this AR reality, this stimulation, this ability to see any sort of data in the world. So that's why I want it to be very well designed to have the ability to switch between different filters. So you can see the unfiltered world, you know, just as you do now. And then you put one filter and you see maybe historical data. You put another filter and you see physics data. You see, you know, like when I say physics, I'm thinking about, you know, what's the weight of this thing? What's the atomic principle? What's the atomic, you know, matter made out of this, you know? Just like some science stuff, nerd for us nerds. You see another filter, you see like the reviews or something of it. You know, all these things you can do by just applying different filters. You can mix the filters together as much as you want. You can have them triggered so that they only show up at certain times of day or certain events or certain gestures or whatever, right? The amazing thing about augmented reality is the ability to really customize every aspect of your life. It's like you don't have to settle, essentially, right? In an augmented reality world, we don't have to sit here and be like, oh, that's just the way it is. Like, no, we don't have to accept that anymore. We can, with the augmented reality thing, we can easily see like the history of something, so we can understand how something came to be. We can understand why that table was designed that way, instead of saying, oh, that's just a stupid design. We can say, oh, you know, these are the people that designed it, or this is why they designed it, or this is how they designed it. And then we can better understand the limitations. We can better understand how we might make it better. We can maybe even directly contact those designers if they're still, you know, alive or around or want to be contacted. We can contact them and say, hey, I think you should do this. Imagine the usability testing for us UX nerds. Imagine being able to create a product, put it out in the world, and instead of having to only depend on, you know, finding your users and or finding your participants for your experiment, for your testing and reviewing them before they get to the prototype or whatever. Imagine they're out in the world, people are using your thing, and people are sending you their reviews or their insights, their ideas, their feedback live. So you can actually see live, you know, how your products are doing and how you can change things. And so that will create innovation far, far better than we can ever imagine today. Another idea, and I've definitely spoken about this one, is the ability to have different fantastical realities and superimposed over your own. So you can actually be a game character in the real world. So if you really like Lord of the Rings, if you really like Justice League or whatever, you can superimpose that world over your own. And you're like, okay, I'm going to be, you know, this superhero in this universe, in the DC universe, in the Marvel universe. I'm going to be this hero. And you can have your powers. You can imagine actually feeling like you have powers, because in the augmented world, you do a gesture with your hand and some power comes out. You can actually fight in this other person in the augmented world. Right, and you switch over. You can switch over to the Star Wars universe, and you have your lightsaber, this, that, and the other. You can fuse them together if you want to. So you can have your Star Wars powers and your Superman powers and all this other stuff. Right? That will. Oh my gosh! Imagine how fun that would be. That would be insane. And so people will actually go through life really enjoying every aspect of it. Of course, there's, you know, troubles of escapism of people only, you know, living this type of life or role-playing as Lord of the Rings characters exclusively. But honestly, that's kind of a better world than the one we live in now, where in order to escape, you look inside this little box that we call a phone or a TV. You know, we live our entire lives on the couch and watch other people play things. If you can escape by becoming another character and still venturing out in the world, I'd rather live in that life than this one. If you can escape by creating a whole fantastical universe and yet it being rooted in the real world and you can invite other people to your world, I would much rather live in that one than one where I'm only having to, you know, create something in my head and nobody else can see it, nobody else can interact with it, or creating something on paper and having real difficulties with finding other people who can look at my paper and partake in what I'm trying to get out from my head, you know? And so augmented reality is freedom. It's the freedom to create exactly the exact life we want to live. And so it is incredibly important that we make sure we have accessible and well-designed augmented reality worlds and interfaces and tools. And so that's definitely some things I want to create with Flubby and with other things. And then going forward, I don't have time anymore, but going forward, that goes smoothly right into virtual reality, because virtual reality is the total immersion of you into a different world, into a simulation. And so In augmented reality, you're still going to be limited by real world physics. Like, you can't actually fly. You can try to be Superman. You can do a lot of his powers, but you won't be able to actually fly. You won't be able to actually feel what superhuman strength will be like. But in the simulated world, where you can simulate, you know, all these things, you can lift up a building, or you can punch through a building, you can fly around the world. You can simulate as much as you possibly can. And as technology gets better, as we have brain-computer interfaces and all this other crazy stuff, we'll be able to actually feel all those different powers and all those different abilities, all those different simulations as well. And so VR is not going to die, especially not now when we actually got to a point where it works pretty well. VR is only going to evolve. AR is only going to evolve. And they're going to evolve together. They're going to bounce off of each other. They're going to feed into each other. Because you're going to want to create your worlds probably in a virtual world and then translate it into augmented worlds. And so, you know, filters that people can jump in and out of in the real world. Or you're going to start with a, you know, real world filter and then want to see what it's like if you have a full immersive landscape where you can have more freedom. You can have even more abilities. You can have even, you can do even more things due to the lack of earth physics and stuff like that. And so they're only going to feed it into each other. And so I'm super excited to, you know, be on that wave and to be right where I am now, like in the beginning, and really helping to, you know, really understanding how people see these different things. Like at Arcade, I really like to see how people perceive VR and what their comfort levels are, what their expectations are, and all this stuff. And then from there, we'll be able to create, you know, better worlds. We'll be able to create more well-designed things that really delight people. And man, it's about to be dope, y'all. Hope y'all are ready. So yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.